This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. News came this week that Dan Gilbert added another property to his impressive portfolio of downtown Detroit properties, One Detroit Center. Gilbert and his partners now own or control more than 70 downtown properties. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is back with us. And Daniel, not only does this purchase of One Detroit Center put that building back in local hands, but it caused a pretty big tenant to rethink plans to head to Oakland County, didn't it?
That's right. Ally Financial, which came through the global financial meltdown and reconstituted itself, decided to consolidate in downtown Detroit, and even their CEO even conceded that it was going to be a little bit more expensive, but they wanted to be part of the energy and what was happening downtown. And my sense is that the new owner, Dan Gilbert, and his companies probably gave them an offer they ultimately couldn't refuse. And certainly, I think it's more evidence of just how energy, downtown energy, has a value all its own in terms of making some of these kinds of decisions. It's not just about the dollars and cents and how much it costs per square foot.
And a lot of your column today was about momentum in downtown Detroit and private sector investment.
That's right. I mean, I think one of the most important things about what's happening with Dan Gilbert is that it's not just Dan. And it's not just his companies. You've got other companies that who are not financially intertwined with the Gilbert Empire who are making their own decisions to come downtown. I think to the extent if there's a cautionary tale here, it has to be that, you know, Detroit relies too much on a couple of people, or in this case on one billionaire, to essentially drive a renaissance in downtown. And I think that can be a little fraught. It can also send some uncertain messages to other would-be investors who, you know, would want to be treated as well as, say, Dan is treated.
And as you point out in your piece in today's Detroit News, there's a history there, because how many decades was it that the hometown automakers called all the shots in Detroit?
Oh, for a long time. And, it's funny that change really happened since I've been writing about business in Detroit. It started happening in the late 90s, but it really happened in the latter part of the 2000s. You started to see a coming together of business groups across the state. Detroit Renaissance became business leaders from Michigan. The auto CEOs, who hitherto had really kind of called those shots, kind of fell away because they were basically trying to keep their companies from going out of business. And I think now we have a whole new generation of leadership, both at the car companies, other businesses, and in people like Dan Gilbert, who nobody knew anything about in the early 2000s, or effectively didn't know much about.
Sure.
And I think that's a good thing. I mean, but I do think the heavyweight, what I describe as kind of the heavyweight syndrome, is something people need to guard against. We also have a history of putting a lot of our economic chips on a few players. It was the auto companies, and then it was the casinos in the 90s, and now we come out of the other side of bankruptcy. And I mean, Dan Gilbert is very important, and what they're doing is important, but it's not the only thing that's important. And I'm happy to see the mayor and others spend a lot of time talking about entrepreneurialism and trying to create an environment that supports smaller businesses, not the big names that we all know about and the people who are at the fundraisers and on the boards, but people that are just trying to make their dream a reality.
And speaking of Mayor Duggan, as you point out in your piece today, he's getting the kind of political fortune money just could never buy.
Oh, I mean, Fortune magazine names him one of the world's greatest leaders. I think he's the only elected official there. It's remarkable what the Detroit story and the traction the Detroit story is getting. Now, a lot of people around here kind of roll their eyes a little bit because they know that it's a more complicated story in Detroit, and there's still an awful lot of problems, and the neighborhoods are only beginning to be touched. Some aren't being touched at all. And that's become a more of a mantra of people around here. But nationally and internationally, it's viewed as hip. It's viewed as something that's come to terms with its past. It's viewed as a place that's got some leadership and some direction, both politically and I think also in its bellwether industries like the auto industry. And that Detroit is becoming a bit of a high-tech hub. And I think you got to give a lot of credit to Gilbert there, using his influence and position in that industry to make some things happen.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.